Hi, this is John Doe back again with a new commentary series, guys. So for the very first time, I'm checking out Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles, the year's 2008. We're checking out Season 1, Episode 1, Pilot, directed by David Nutter. If you are interested in syncing up, guys, just to note, I'm watching this via a UK Region 2 Blu-ray. So set the pilot episode timestamp to zero on pause. Countdown in 5 and we'll sync up. Also, if inclined, put on your subtitles. So in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit play. Oh, highway opening. Nice, the voiceover. Oh, nice, passage of time. Night and day. Oh, beautiful opening this. Oh, here she is. Sarah Connor, played by Lena Headey. Cersei Lannister, innit? Before Game of Thrones. She's an absolute badass. Yeah, this is wonderful, man. Hardened bitch. Absolute killing machine is old Sarah Connor. It's the Sarah Connor Chronicles. So I did briefly look into this, guys. So the Sarah Connor Chronicles television series is set after Terminator 2. Breaking him out. It's John Connor, played by Thomas Decker. Wow, this is an awesome opening. Ah, police force. Probably for the best, Sarah, John, to be taken in. Safety in numbers until the Terminator appears. Yeah, she's great, man. I mean, she's no Linda Hamilton, but this is probably the next best thing in terms of like an edgy actress playing like Sarah Connor. Wow, I love it, man. Close up, moving in slowly. Oh, here he is, the fucking Terminator. Don't know which version. Well, you'd imagine, I'm trying to think of Arnold's, or no, not Arnold's version in Terminator 2. We're talking about Robert Patrick's version. Very clever. Yeah, awesome, man. She's got a breakout. It's all about saving her son. Mom, what's going on? As the Terminator moves in, repeated shot. He's making no progress towards him. Nice editing. Oh, it's a sawn off shotgun. Bang, bang. Police officer's dead. It's a massacre. It's an off-camera massacre. I love the yellow school bus in the background. Wow, he's double loaded with double sonified, splatified machine gun, killing machine Terminator. Editing's wonderful. Yeah, kind of nice what they're doing with the visuals here. Not sort of like blowing them out with like use of light, but it's an overly lit action sequence, but it works. Music. I guess this is like the main soundtrack television theme for this Sarah Connor Chronicles. Oh, he's impervious to bullets, Sarah. Shit. So he's more concerned. Oh, he shot John in the back. What the fuck, John? Fucking super slow-mo, Sarah Connor. Is the son dead? No, the savior of everyone. Sarah, I'd be trying to take out the fucking Terminator. He's about to fucking obliterate both of you. John. John, take a tumble, son. Do it! Kill us both! So it's the Hadley Public Library. Kill me. Oh yeah, fucking beast, fucking Terminator. Zero compassion. Now! Oh, nuclear! Is this a dream? Yeah, it's a nightmare. It's gotta be a nightmare, isn't it? So we got a nightmare opening here, by the looks of it. Sign of things to come, Sarah. Is it the endoskeletal, skeleton, cybernetic, cyberdyne? Grab your throat, bitch. Yeah, fevered nightmare opening. Clever though, it sets up the character. It reorientates the audience for the very first time. Yeah, immediately she's well cast as Sarah Connor. I'm loving this so far. As I said, guys, first time ever watching this. But I've heard good things about this. So we got two seasons of Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles. And by the looks of it, this is the proper true evolution from T2 into this television series. I've yet to watch any. I have seen Terminator 3. I wasn't a fan. But I've not seen any of the other Terminator films. I've got no inclination to ever watch them either, you know. Apparently they're ropey as hell. One of them stars Christian Bale, which is kind of random, you know. Because he's obviously a well-respected actor. But as I said, no intention of ever sitting down to watch those. The only thing that will draw me back into, like, Terminator movies is if James Cameron ever goes back to him, you know. But it's getting a little bit, I mean, I don't know actually. So this is a continuation from I don't know post anything after Terminator 3 in regards to a timeline. I mean, you can't connect it to this television series because this is supposedly taking place after Terminator 2. It gets very complicated. It almost mirrors like the Halloween series, you know. You get all these multiple timeline narratives, you know. It's like, pick your timeline. I'm going to stick with this timeline. Yeah, she's very edgy. So here we are, title sequence. Kind of like white, red on black. West Fork, Nebraska. So the year's 1999. I'm trying to remember Terminator 2. Early 90s, if I recall correctly. It would make sense if you look at how old Sir Thomas Dekker, credit just for syncing purposes. Yeah, if Dekker's playing John Connor, if you think of old Eddie Furlong, yeah, this would be about right, isn't it? So if jumping forward, like, I don't know, 5 to 7 years, late teens, this guy, you know? So this is classic Sarah and John butting heads. Mother knows best. But she knows this is the leader of the resistance. At some point, Sarah, he's got to make his own journey. But she's overly protective, though. It's justified, but the kid's going to do his own thing, you know? Yeah, she's fantastic so far. Dean Winters' credit just appeared on screen. I love his bedroom, man. Yeah, classic desert landscape, innit? The voiceover's brilliant on the open highway. Yeah, fantastic, man. Yeah, this feels like a real evolution from Terminator 2, you know? Not deviating too far from the pathway that James Cameron set and created. But obviously, you're dealing with a longer format here. So there's potentially a lot they can do with this Sarah Connor Chronicles television series. So Mario Casar's got a producer credit. This is very promising so far, I've got to say. And the director, as I said earlier, so David Nutter. Miles Dyson. The fuck? Isn't he fucking dead? I need to pay attention here. So Sarah Connor Chronicles. She's alive. So we're gonna get little light. I really need to pay attention. It's a Dyson. Yeah, this is supposedly post Terminator 2. I gotta be paying attention here, man. So this guy's the boyfriend. So David Nutter, producer credit. Yeah, what is going on with Skynet right now? Probably being reformed in some way. I tried to blow everything up, but guaranteed somebody escaped with some like high tech chip, you know? It's really hard to like delay or deny Skynet. It's gonna happen at some point, you know? It's kind of crazy if you think of like, if you look at like somebody like Elon Musk, I see like the inroads he's making with like AI and like Neuralink. Yeah, where are we potentially going to end up? What road are we heading down as a race, you know? Because you can't deny it, AI is going to become a thing. So is it going to either work for us or ultimately end up working against us, you know? I don't know, man. It's probably beyond my lifetime if you think of like some like AI war kicking in. Trying to like exterminate humanity. I think I'm gonna be pretty safe, man. So here's our file record, criminal record, warrants, murder, attempted murder. Oh, here's the fucking AI. Red ice. So this school campus area is kind of interesting. So it's like they're located pretty close to the border. Oh, so this girl here, this is Summer GLAU. Don't know what characters she's playing, but I recognize the actress. Summer Glau, Glau. Nice out of focus background shot here. Yeah, pretty interesting so far in regards to visuals. Don't know what kind of budget they were working with back then, filming this television series, but so far, coming out to almost 15 minutes in, it's pretty good, you know? Pretty substantial. I doubt if we're gonna get like full blown, sort of like James Cameron level like action sequences, but I'm pretty sure they'll do the best they can, you know. Yeah, kind of liking these. I'm watching this on a Region 2 DVD. A lot of these images outside, they're almost like deliberately blown out, overly lit, but it in a weird way it works, you know. You always think of that symbolism in regards to like the Terminator franchise, the nuclear blowout effect of the light, you know? So it's kind of working here. If you look at like John Connor's interior bedroom, overly lit outside, just behind Sarah here, you know? Symbolizing what's to come, you know? He's pretty good so far, this Thomas Dekker as John Connor. She's amazing right now, Lena Headey. Yeah, she's fantastic, man. She loves him. She's trying to protect him. He doesn't quite realise it's a learning curve, isn't it, for old John Connor? Some days he probably wakes up and thinks, fucking hell, my mother's fucking crazy. Haha. She wants him to lead a normal life, young boy. Difficult, man. What's normality to the Connor household, you know? Or helicopters outside. Where are we to? Some fucking airbase. Oh, shit. Where's Skynet? Where's Cyber? Where is it? Cyberdyne Systems 101. So we're following this agent character. From what I can tell, he's locking on to Sarah Connor. She's technically a wanted individual, isn't she? Am I right in saying for everything that went down, po or ended like Terminator 2, you know? So this actress here, this summer actress, is getting a fairly prominent role here. I wonder what her involvement is here. So see John Connor's attracted to this character. You're not sorry. Okay, going back to Terminator. Nice reference. Yeah, it's very clever so far, the writing. You can every now and then drop in these old references to like the original two movies, you know? Oh, yeah. So, what class are we sitting in here, John? On. Oh, shit. Oh, what is going on with this guy? I got a bad feeling regarding this guy. You know how quickly Skynet move in a replacement killing machine? This guy's not good. Oh, let's take attendance. He's all about ending it, the attendance. John Connor. Oh, I called it, man. He's fucking AI. He's an AI'd, obliterated killing machine. Getting close to Connor. So she's Cameron. Okay, I'll remember her name. John Reese. Ah, okay. So Connor going, I bet he realized, okay, fuck me, man. Tried an alias. Oh shit, Cameron, is she fucking dead? Wow, what a sequence. Run, John. Ah, take a tumble, son. He's hardened. Mother's taught him well. Fucking hell. Pretty cool effects here. As he look. Oh, class dismissed. Great lesson, AI. Nice editing. Kind of reminds me of 24. Hyperkinetic editing rhythm, you know? Yeah, look at these exterior shots. As I said, very blown out with the light. Yeah, it's fantastic, man. I love it, man. You sort of like wash out the background and then you can really lock into the middle part of the image or like potential like close-ups here, you know? Yeah, look, it kind of works, you know? So beautiful POV. Oh shit, Sarah. Time to grab a taxi. She'll drive herself there. She's so amazing. Game of cat and mouse, innit? It's not the first time John Connor's been shot at. Kind of like the use of the yellow school bus here. I don't know why. Kind of drives home the realism. Somebody's going to save him here. It's so obvious. You can telegraph it. Yeah. Wow, man. That's got to be Sarah, isn't it? Sarah Connor to the rescue. Oh shit, it's fucking Cameron. So what, is she a fucking AI system that's been sent from the future? Oh, meet your new girlfriend, John. She's a fucking robot, son. Yeah, look at it, man. Yeah, nice, man. Nice little twist there. So these little, like, fade to blacks are like commercial cues. Sarah is so street smart, isn't she? Yeah, she's got she's locked in. Oh, shit, Sarah! Fuck me, son! Take a tumble. Fuck him up, Sarah. No, my name's Julie. Where's my son? I'll remove your face. I know you're fucking Skynet. Your face ain't real. Oh, she's an absolute fucking killing machine. She's ready to kill herself. She wasn't willing to spew the fucking information. Just kill herself, you know? That's amazing, man. Yeah, classic maneuver, innit, from the AI system can mimic Sarah's voice. Yeah, this is an unbelievable pilot episode so far. This is amazing. Completely in line with Cameron's vision, this, you know? So, what's the deal? Oh, fuck me, Sarah. Is he gonna spare her? He's just knocked her out. He wants the information. So, yeah, I see the machine's not going to kill her outright. Oh, here we go. Torturing sequence incoming. Talk, bitch. John? Who is it? It's probably a fucking neighbor. It's not him. It's not him. It's some random kid, guaranteed. Look. It's Trevor from across the road. Oh, it's her. Clever. Oh, Cameron's unbelievable, man. Let's fucking go, Sarah. Yeah. It's like this bastard. Right. Chop him out the fucking window. Cameron's got hold of him. Take it to... Oh, this reminds me of T2. Squaring off, crashing through walls. Place your bets. I'm guessing this fucking feminine Cameron model... There's a couple of levels up from this guy. Yeah, I don't know what versions we're dealing with here. I'm sure it'll get explained in a minute once the bullets stop fucking firing, you know? Yeah, the editing's amazing. Come on, Sarah. I mean, she's not to know the deal regarding Cameron. Run, John. Gotta run. Forever. Yeah, fucking leave. Let her fight it out. As I crash into the basement. Yeah, clearly this Cameron model's way tougher than this guy. Power overload. So the setup is Cameron's a protector of John. But Sarah ain't waiting about. Yeah, look. She's going to perceive this girl as an enemy until John explains. Look. Oh, maybe not. Maybe not. Okay. Not now. I don't know. I don't care what fucking year you've been sent from. The time for talking's not now. Let's go. Next stop, fucking McDonald's, baby. Yeah. Power. Oh, it's not fucking dead. Fuck's sake, man. You gotta love these fucking Terminator films or television series is how the AI keeps coming back. I love it when, like, Sarah and John are on the run and they're sort of shacked up in these, like, abandoned fire-lit interiors. So here's Cameron. So what ye... What year is she fucking being sent from? There's just endless possibilities, isn't there, with this the Terminator lore, you know? You can just, like, pick a different year. You can constantly, like, rewrite this shit. I know potentially it gets a little bit hard to follow in regards to like time travel and timelines. So you've got to be careful, you know. 2011. Right. He's trying to pay attention here. Oh, there's already somebody else, isn't there? Post Miles Dyson. Another fucking billionaire. It was Elon. It's got to be Elon, man. Mind you, though, this series is sort of like pre-Elon, isn't it? So it's Bill Gates. Sarah is so, like, set in her ways, isn't she? She's a borderline post-trauma character, though. I know she's as tough as nails, but there's a real, like, emotional vulnerability to the character, which makes her so, like, appealing to look at on screen. So typical fashion, law enforcement turning up at the fucking 11th hour. But we have this guy here. Kind of interesting. He's clearly on the trail of Sarah, isn't he? Yeah, for a pilot episode, guys. This is, I'd have to say a 10 out of 10 so far. This is spectacular, man. I didn't think it was going to be this good. I heard good things about this television series, but this is really exceeding expectations right now. Oh, he's got to repair himself. So he's muscle bound, but he's no Schwarzenegger. That's no kind of like Schwarzenegger physique, you know. Arnold's one of a kind, isn't he? I'm trying to recall what year Terminator 3 came out. I think Terminator 3 is way before this Sarah Connor Chronicles television series. The only reason why I'm bringing this up, guys, because I think there's a female evil robot in T3, isn't there? And the only reason, obviously, mentioned that here is the fact that obviously the Cameron female version's a protector here. So, slightly different again. It's almost like John don't want the responsibility. It's too much, you know? She knows, but how does she tell him or convince him? You just got to believe me, John, you know? You're the leader of the resistance. Future's not set, Sarah. Or John. Let's go. Yeah. Yeah, to some extent, it's... Yeah, believe the sun... It's not going to be this. I don't know. It's this constant. Kind of like a struggle between the mother and son, isn't it? Got to destroy it again, Sarah. I guess, man. If it gets reformed, which is clearly what's happened here. Got these fucking new models getting sent back through time. Kind of interesting how John's treating Cameron almost as human, you know. Don't seem bothered by any of it, you know. Also say this Thomas Decker's good right now. I can't quite put him in the same ballpark or league as old Eddie Furlong. So I think this Thomas Decker actor's gonna have to grow into the role. He needs to convince me a little bit more, you know. Big shoes to fill, you know. Yeah, Furlong's amazing in Terminator 2. For such a young actor, he really pulls it off, you know. Physical and emotional, you know. Yeah, what model? She's not saying anything. So munch on a crisp. I'm sure that'll reveal which model she is at some point. There's no rush to any of that. That's the beauty of a television series. You take your time. So LA, 1999, our Dyson residence. What the fuck, man? Dyson family. So I know. Oh, here we go. So they'll obviously, if this is, yeah, it's in line with Terminator 2. They know who she is. Yeah, this is kind of cool. So Miles died in Terminator 2. So clearly the wife character still got beef with her. Yeah, it's a SWAT team. Or the Terminator. It's Robert Patrick. Well, Miles, it's a suicide mission, wasn't it, in T2? Blew himself up. Yeah, look. Oh, fuck me, the mother character. Oh, fuck, the Dyson mother characters. Like, I thought we ended this fucking nightmare. Yeah, Sarah's like, did we destroy all of the evidence? Yeah, is there anything? And yeah, okay, this is really cool, man. That's not to say somebody else can't come up with a similar idea, you know? If it's thought once, you can attempt to rewrite these times. If it's thought once, in my eyes, it can be thought again, you know? Oh, the robots. Oh, he's a dog. Oh, he's moving in on the fucking Dyson household. It's not the first time there's been a full-blown fucking shootout of the fucking Dyson residence. Fuck me, man. I'm pretty confident that, yeah, it's the Cameron. It's the Cameron model is clearly more sophisticated. Or it's Sarah Connor, actually. Oh, yeah, shatter the glass. That's all right, they got it, they got it. Mind you, this robot's pretty fast. Won't catch up, man. Not a chance in hell. Oh, brilliant. So Cameron's rigged. Yeah, amazing moment. Full-blown explosion. So, in a beautiful staged way, they were ready for it. Fuck me, this fucking robot is unkillable right now. Nice little sound cue there from, is it? Oh, it's old Brad Fidel, isn't it? The original Terminator, the ominous like robot theme tune. So they're being very subtle and clever in their how they're using like homages to the original like Terminator and T2 films. So it's very good so far, man. Paying homage, but clearly doing its own thing, you know? Oh, time to patch up Sarah Connor. Her and her scarred physique. She's just a sea of fucking stitches. Stitches? Same fucking Harry Potter. Stitch her up, Cameron. Pick a scar and stitch it up. I'd imagine by now Sarah Connor's got used to fucking pain. She's moved beyond pain. Is she gonna chop her out? Brief, fevered, nightmarish dream. Is that the only thing that's keeping her going, you know? Again, great use of music. That's the magic to the like these Terminator, how it can go from like a full-blown like action soundscape to like a completely like intimate moment. Again, it's how they use music. It's fantastic, man. Seven 52, I'm guessing that's AM. Get out of the sit. Okay, somewhere new. So nice. It's that backdrop. It looks a little bit fake. A little bit more so on like the actual city skyline there. Yeah, I don't know where they're filming to, yeah. Sarah Connor needs to be. Oh, law enforcement, hit the decks. Hit the down the floor. They're about to rob a fucking bank. Oh shit, here we go. Calling up backup. Do as I say. So they obviously need funds for their expedition out of here. Yeah, I'm liking this new this Cameron character's kind of interesting. By the looks of it, I know she's yet to say, but clearly this Cameron model seems to be the most up-to-date robot, I'm guessing. Just based on our like capabilities so far. Yeah, look at the field enhancement. It's way more sophisticated than the other model. Look, way more like information and sort of like zooming capabilities, you know? Pick a box, a jewelry, and banknotes, I'm guessing. Or could it be something else? I'm wondering if there's anything here connected to the continuation of Skynet. What is this? Computer shit stuff. Bombs, grenades, artillery. So what? Did they just come here for weaponry? It's a little bit random. Well, talk about queuing it in as the SWAT team moves in. So I was just gonna. Oh, fuck me. So this guy's fucking FBI, okay. Yeah, he's gonna be moving in. There's your girl, FBI guy. He kind of. Oh, shit, is this it? It's this fucking chip. So this must be the continuation of Skynet, this fucking chip thing. Don't know what it is. Hope. Different way? I don't know, man. Oh, here he fucking is. Shit show bad guy robots. Don't know what he's fucking wearing. A little head tilt's kind of nice. Yeah, SWAT team looking at this guy and thinking, fuck me, man. So this kind of works for him, i.e., the bad AI attempting to break in, the fact that the SWAT team almost there. It's got like a three-way happening here. Pretty fucking strong, isn't it? Crashing through this fucking sealed fucking bank vault. So is this some kind of like futuristic grenade launcher? Sarah Connor's well versed in manipulating weaponry. Look at this fucking bitch, isn't she? She's a fucking beast. Oh, she's scanning. What's she scanning here? So that's unbelievable, man. She was able to scan and open. So away underground. Pick a number, pick a date. Since I'm fucking time travel. Shit. What's going on here? So it's like the SWAT team, they've yet to cut to them outside, aren't moving in right now. Target date. Fuck me, man, are we jumping forward in time here? This is unbelievable. Yeah, this would kind of be a first, man. It's Sarah and John. Target date, 2007. Fuck me, man. So they're going to be exploring actual, I don't know, time travel with like John and Sarah? That's if they fucking get out. So question is, are we going back or forward? Oh, here he is. Do it, man. Fucking leave. So it is some kind of like, yeah, executing time travel. Wow, what a moment this is. Oh, they're surely going to disappear. Well, they've obliterated him. Nice visuals here. Electricity and all. Okay, so it's another... it's teleported them somewhere else. Question is, what fucking year? So this is kind of nice. Teleported time travel, three individuals. Of course, they're butt fucking naked. So is this just a thing when you time travel, it strips your fucking clothing? We're going to get no titillation here. This is television, guys. Oh, mate, he's taking a photograph. I would be as well. It's Cameron and Lena. Get a shot of Cersei Lannister's fucking ass. She's fucking beautiful. Amazing. So what year is this? This is phenomenal right now. Yeah, where are we? Same where, but different when. 07. Okay. Very clever with the staging here in regards to, like, concealing ass shots. She gotta fuck up these fucking guys. It's an absolute fucking killing machine. This camera. So the cityscape's kind of interesting. Begins again. Am I right in saying? So this is fucking amazing, man. They've jumped back to another time point in regards to resolving this situation, I guess. Son's starting to speak like mother. This is John Connor slowly stepping into the shoes, innit? The leader, the resistance. Yeah, they're going to bookend the episode on the highway. Yeah, with the voiceover. I love it, man. That's just awesome, baby. Great visuals, great acting, voiceover. Okay, here we go. So here's the guy. Yeah, and he doesn't recognize her. This guy's got no relationship with Sarah Connor. Yeah, he's with a different girl. It's a different point in time. Ah, this is amazing. Needs must, isn't it, you know? Whatever it takes to protect John. I think the episode's about to close out here. So what a setup, man, for these fucking episodes, you know? Kind of makes sense in regards to like John and Sarah now jumping around in time. You know, I don't know how many episodes are in. Oh, is it maybe 10 episodes per season? So that's it, guys. Credits. So this is old Bear McCreary. Is it McCreary? Composer? I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Don't kill me if I got it wrong. So yeah, this is going to be an ongoing new series, guys. First time watching, loving it so far. Sarah Connor Chronicles. I'll be back again with episode 2 fairly soon. Bye now.